you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Instagram and Snapchat?
The cool way to connect is now email.
We're TNT at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
And the telephone.
Landlines are the coolest.
877-931-4TNT.
877-931-4868.
Hate it when they put letters in it.
Now, more of the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
So we went to, my kids like Chipotle, you know. They don't have E. coli anymore, but...
Well, they'll come back.
Yeah, exactly. The average, I mean, it's good. They're good, but I...
I like to have a promotion every three or four times a year. You're catching them in between E. coli's now.
I just had the bowls to avoid the carbs, but I guess there was a lot of beans. So I don't know what happened, but this morning, I destroyed I destroyed my house, so hopefully the wife doesn't wake up and the kids and smell that. Sorry about that. That was brutal, man.
He's not sorry.
No, but it was brutal.
If kids are listening, he's not sorry.
They're not listening. Yeah. But I had to be Chipotle.
Are the kids going to do the same thing, or do they have a different constitution?
Well, they eat it more than I do. Obviously, I really don't. I never eat it. I mean, I like burritos. I like that whole big pile-up burrito thing. I used to get those a lot, but I haven't got one in a while, and I didn't even eat outside of it. I just ate the beans just went right through me. It was pretty brutal this morning, but you're lucky it's not here. It's not here. I think I got rid of all that for all you guys in the studio, including LD. Unless LD starts lighting up the place. Were you drinking last night?
I did. And boneless chicken wings. So.
That means
fried food and beer.
Yep.
Boneless chicken wings are just chicken strips. Remember that. They're not. Yes. Remember that. Craig Evans will be here. Petey Mac will be here. TJ Miller's going to stop in on this Good Friday. Praise the Lord.
Sounds like everybody ate healthy last night.
I don't know. That's what I had late. I didn't eat healthy during the day, but. It's no carbs, but it went right through me. How about you? What'd you do? You drink last night?
I had my weakness. I had some French fries.
Did you drink last night?
But I had some salmon. Because I went I ordered food out, and I'm sitting at the bar, and we're talking Jeopardy with a couple of guys next to me.
I only owe Craig $6 now.
Yeah. And I said, "Nah, you go ahead and give me a Moscow Mule while I wait." Because
why not?
I think it's even more important that I learned last night. I could just have one.
Right.
I could just have one.
I think it's more important.
And that's true. That was a good lesson, too.
Right.
So I could take a few nights off. I could just have one.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
No argument here.
Mission accomplished.
Yep.
What bar do you go to where Jeopardy is the topic of conversation? Because I want to avoid that.
A bar that serves salmon and fries.
Yeah,
I want to avoid that too.
It's just a couple of dudes next to me, and all of a sudden they started talking Jeopardy.
Right in front of you too.
Right, did that guy win?
I hope you weren't wearing your loose pants.
Oh man, nerds! Holy crap!
They weren't nerds though.
Yeah, they were.
Oh well, they were.
I mean, they might not look like nerds, but they were nerds. You know, for nerds for Jeopardy.
I guess.
You know, or were they 75?
If that's your definition.
Or 85.
A nerd is someone who watches Jeopardy.
It is.
Yeah, apparently. Is, yeah.
My dad watched it, and my sister watched it, but they're really old. You know?
No, but they were younger than I was.
Your sister's not that old.
No, my oldest sister is.
Yeah, he's got an older sister.
Yeah, I got an older sister. Yeah. Nerds.
Yeah. So
it was a big discussion whether, I hope Alex is okay, but that doesn't look good.
No, that's not the discussion at all.
The winner. The guy kicking butt there.
The phenom that's on there now. I got a buddy of mine who thinks there's a little bit of quiz show going on.
Oh my God.
That they might be rigged.
No, they're not.
Jeopardy conspiracy theories?
You know what the laws are for that? Only one person in this country is allowed to break laws, and we just found that out. But come on. No, you know what the laws are against that nowadays since quiz show?
Here's what you can do when it comes to Jeopardy.
They're not cheating for Jeopardy.
You can, eliminate some certain categories.
Oh, yeah, but that doesn't mean he's going to win everything.
No, I mean, they don't know coming in, but, 6 days in, it's obvious this guy's phenomenal. So maybe you tailor the categories a little more toward what you think.
That's conspiracy crap.
This guy. Oh, yeah. I love a good conspiracy theory.
It's wrong, though.
That does not involve politics.
If they have a category that says things you had for breakfast, maybe, but.
Yeah.
No, but for a long time, I haven't seen any Shakespeare or any opera. And that usually comes up every other show. And it happened with this guy.
Once again, tell us that bar. So we don't go there.
Yeah, off the air. Tell me that bar.
It was just two guys, and you like the place.
I don't want to sit there. So that guy thinks it's a conspiracy?
No. It's another friend of mine. Another friend of mine who's a Jeopardy watching guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think the guy's really good. You guys just let him keep winning.
You're
in a Jeopardy Facebook group, aren't you?
No, I'm not. I think I follow him on Facebook.
I just unfriended a Facebook group today for my own sanity. Goodbye, Husker Power Facebook group.
You'll miss trolling them.
No, I will not. Goodbye, Husker Power Facebook. You're just too dumb for the room. I cannot deal with even seeing this stuff anymore, so I'm out. And I'm not even going to troll, Todd. You should be happy. I'm not trolling them. I'm not trolling them.
Quit the Viking Facebook group.
I'm not quitting the Jolly Roger group.
it just gives me too much to bitch about.
Yeah. I used to think that about that other group, but I just can't do it anymore. I just can't. I hate to see the people around me just being so dumb. Of course, I see that every day on Facebook, but I just can't deal.
When you come to work.
I can't deal with the dumbness I see on the Husker Power Facebook group.
But I like this.
Can't deal with it. Unfriended them.
The validation that every group of fans, I don't know, especially with NFL fans, is either delusional or you're just bitchy.
Yeah, they're bitchy, but they're bitchy at least about just the team. I mean, the group I just unfriended just encompasses everything. Like, we all love Notre Dame. You know, it's just weird. It's just weird. We're the best at everything, and nobody else is cooler than us. And I think that is what drove me crazy.
Oh,
you know? Our coaches are better looking now. That's it. That's the new meme going out there. Frost and Hoiberg are very good-looking dudes.
Oh, yeah.
You know who's not a really great-looking dude is Izzo for the Michigan State, and they're really good.
Yeah.
And Nick Saban might have been back in the day, but he's an older dude now. He's not Mr. Hottie. He's the best coach in the country. So you can take your looks all you want when you're coaching.
So it kind of drifts away from the actual sport.
Yes, all completely, Todd. I think you've seen this. You've been on there before. Trolling those guys?
Oh, no. Yeah. I've been on. I've seen that particular, but, like the Viking one.
Just too dumb for the room.
They just talk dumb stuff about the team.
Yeah.
About, what do we trade 8 7-round picks and get 6 first-rounders? Well, because you're a freaking idiot.
You're ruining Petey's sports now. He's coming in a little later on. Craig Evans will be here. Petey Mack, LD, put together a great cartoon. We mentioned it yesterday. Mentioned it again now. Check it out. It's Nick Allen at a Skynyrd concert. Lighten up hairspray. I don't know how you do that, but that's pretty good visual spectacular there.
Extravaganza.
Exactly. Of lighting up some Aquanet at a Skynyrd show, you know. So check it out. It's on the Todd and Tyler YouTube channel, TNTRadioEmpire.com, and also the Twitter and Facebook.
Apparently they used to give away Aquanet in the hallways at concerts?
No, I think it was outdoors.
Oh, festival. It was an outdoors.
This is a state fair.
Was some
state
kind
fair.
Of festival, state fair. Yeah. Okay.
And what were they thinking?
They were thinking
back then everyone had a lighter.
Aquanet. Yeah. We'll give them a lighter, and down there's a lady giving away free smokes.
And they handed the 14-year-old kids.
This was like the Nick state fair probably 20 years ago.
Yeah, probably.
25.
Things are a little different now.
25 years ago.
Now everyone vapes. No one could light it on fire.
That's right. That's right.
It wasn't that long ago. Well, I guess it was that long ago that I would go to the drag races in Topeka.
Yep.
And I think Winston was a sponsor.
Just hand out stuff. Well, yeah. Well, even NASCAR races, too.
They would trade you. So what I would usually do is take packs of smokes that had like three or four cigarettes in them. Mm-hmm. And they say, give us your smokes and we'll give you a full pack. So I would trade in a couple of, you know, eight cigarettes for two free packs of cigarettes.
How good did the Moscow Mule taste like?
Score.
I bet. How good did it taste last night?
Oh, well, yeah. It was very good.
Yeah, because 3 days off is pretty good. Alcohol tastes better when you take some time off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Despite the fact that they have guys
don't know
that,
what you got till it's gone.
That's right.
Todd Jeopardy.
Cinderella
there.
Said it best.
They they make a good Moscow Mule at that bar.
I might need six Moscow Mules if I'm talking Jeopardy all
like,
night.
I order food, and then I immediately go there so I can spend time at the bar waiting for my food.
I've done that, too. Yeah. I've done that, too. I did that when the kids were young, especially. I'll go pick up the food, and I go, why are you leaving so early? I just in case it's there. I'd sit there.
Yeah.
I just want to have a few booze.
I'm still on the phone ordering it. It's fine. I'm just going to...
I did that
traffic.
All the time. Grubhub's ruined that for me
traffic,
now.
Yeah.
Grubhub and Uber Eats has ruined that for me now.
It's a nice quiet with a beer.
They can just drop it off now. I don't have to go and sit there at the bar by myself and have a good time.
Yeah. Well, who delivers the alcohol now?
I don't know.
One of the grocery stores in town.
Yeah, Hy-Vee's going to start to do that. Yeah, they're going to start to do
that. Does Whole Foods do that? Yeah.
I don't know.
Through the Amazon thing?
I don't know.
I don't think they actually make the Moscow Mule and run up to your door.
The Amazon Fresh?
No, but they
might. You have to mix it your own.
It's in a styrofoam cup.
Styrofoam cup, they hand it to you.
They might bring you the vodka and the ginger beer and the necessary ingredients.
Yeah. All
right. And
for a few weeks. Craig, six bucks instead of eight.
Oh, I thought it was...
No, it was double or nothing.
Double or nothing, and it's
you
down to...
nothing.
Oh, that's right. You didn't make it. I was gonna let him go to the end. Oh, I don't owe him dick. Good.
It's down
I can't
to
wait to tell
anyway.
Him that when he gets in here.
It's okay, because, you know, you would have welched on it anyway.
No, I was going to give him $8. I'd have gave him $8.
On most drinking bets, as we can... You know, talk to Joe America.
This wasn't a drinking bet. This was cash. I got cash money.
When it comes to drinking
bets... And Craig
bets,
ain't getting it today.
Yeah,
good Friday.
You're a welcher.
Yep.
So that's
you're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.